Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hi, this is Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection, November 2014. And I'm actually pre-recording this for you this month because Linda and I are at the Bethel Leadership Advance this week, but I wanted to get these prophetic words out to you. And also, I'm going to be doing a Q&A at the end of the questions and answers that you've submitted to us. So hey, let's get rolling. Got some good things to share and a lot of stuff to cover in our short time. So God, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the internet and how you want to bless people through the internet and how the webcast is going around the world now. And Father, I just ask you to increase your presence and your power. The Holy Spirit would flow through all things, even through the recording and the iTunes podcast later on. And we just ask that you would release your presence. Release the prophetic anointing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, my website's dougaddison.com in case you don't know, and you can follow me on the daily prophetic words and some of the more training I'm going to be mentioning a little bit later. But want to just jump right in. November's going to be a time that God's going to build your faith, and he's going to be repairing the walls of doubt. In other words, you're going to see God move. A new plan from heaven is being released over you. But you will have to battle to get to it and get through it. I just want to say, hold on right now, because people are experiencing a lot of things, and really God is moving right now. God is continuing to reveal and to restore these lost prophetic promises and inheritances in your life. Repayment for losses for the past 7 years, 2008. And then moving into 2014, we're going to see a lot of things happening. Expect some extreme signs from God to know that you're on the right track. Feel free to ask him for that. Psalm 86:17 is that the, you know, show us a sign of your goodness. And I always pray that God would show us a sign. Love and new freedom is coming to you and going to be over you as we move into this time right now. You know, I've been talking a lot about recently about generational inheritances and the repayment coming to you. And it's interesting that this is November. That's the 11th month. If you look at the 11th book of the Bible, it's 1 Kings, and it starts out with a generational inheritance. It starts out with the transition in battle as King David is dying, and there's a battle for his position and his inheritance, and God divinely worked it out and caused it to the supernatural generational inheritance to be shifted over to his young son Solomon. I thought, wow, that is like a prophetic sign right now of what God is doing, because there is a shift going on with these generational inheritances. I've written a lot of things on my blog. You can look it up on my website and go to my blog and hit the search and, you know, go down a little bit on the right-hand side and hit the search, and you can search for inheritances and see some of the other things that I've written about it. I released a prophetic word last month in September about a seven-year cycle, 2001, 2008. You know, in 2001 we had the downturn, and in 2008, you know, another very difficult time with the the downturn was in 2008, but the sorry, the 2001 was 9/11. The downturn was in 2008, and but we're going to get a breakthrough in 2015. But check this out. On Sunday, October 19th, I was awakened at 5:20 a.m. There's an angel in my house, and God spoke to me that he was reconciling the books of heaven over us, so to speak, from 2008 till now. Not just 2008, but the last 7 years, things that have happened that have gotten off track. And that God is restoring these things right now. So watch for these adjustments. Watch for these repayments that are due you. The enemy overplayed his hand against you. And God is, he's just. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten me. I spent hours that morning, this is just 2 weeks ago, I spent hours going through every page of my journal for 2008. And I made a list of things that either never took place, that were robbed or stolen, delayed in happening. I just made this list of things and began to pray through. And I was actually quite surprised of how many things I found. And not just in 08, you know, I continued on from there and went through the next couple of years, but 2008 was really the start of it. And so I started just 2 weeks ago, I started praying and declaring repayment and restoration in my life. And one thing that happened for us after 2008 was that we went $40,000 in debt as a ministry, and it held on until 2013. Now, we had never been in debt before. And the 08 downturn, lots of different things happening. Boy, it was just an incredible amount of, really attack of the enemy during that time. Now, we lost a lot during that time, and we paid interest. But, you know, God gave me a strategy in 2013 to get out of debt. But I asked God for total repayment because it was a lot of pain. There was a lot of hard work. There was just a lot going on. A lot of emotional and spiritual baggage that came with it. And so I asked him to repay us supernaturally $40,000 within 1 week. Just last week, we got a strategy from God. And maybe you were part of this, but the 4-day sale that I did on my internet training, where we offered $250 worth of my internet training for $48.50, sorry, that's over. We can't give it to you. It was during that time only. But we were shocked at the result. We got nearly 1,000 people join, and that's in my internet training now. The exciting part is we just released 1,000 people into dreams and interpreting tattoos and accelerating into your life purpose. And so nearly 1,000 people responded. We got over $40,000 in 4 days to our ministry. And, that's a breakthrough. I just want to say, declare, we needed that money. I'm developing the Tattoo Profit Reality Show. We're launching the Internet Training School, Hearing the Voice of God 365. We're doing a lot of things right now. And I tell you, I can't keep up anymore. It's just getting overwhelming. We've hired a lot of staff. But you know what? Who needs a breakthrough? This is a time to get a strategy from heaven and take action to get that breakthrough. So, Father, I release that right now. Just as we got a simple strategy of what to do. We still had to work. We still had to press through. We still had to do all this stuff. But Father, I pray that right now for people would get a breakthrough strategy, not just for finances, but for every area of downturn that we've ever seen, that we've overseen over the last few years, in Jesus' name. All right, I had a dream about family inheritances, and it was in October. I found myself in this amusement park, standing in a beautiful crystal clear river-like wading pool. It was just flowing, kind of looked like Disneyland or Disney World type of scene. And many people were there. We were all wading in this wonderful water. It was rushing up to our knees, and it was very peaceful and tranquil. But many people were unaware that they were dropping jewelry and personal items and clothing into the pool, and it was like, they didn't even realize it was. And then this machine would come through like once a day and rake all these items up and put them in a place. And they were in the lost and found. And so I went to find the lost and found, and to help something that I had misplaced in the dream, and also others. So the dream is showing that there are lost. These are lost generational inheritances. These are callings, prophetic promises. These are gifts. Things that God, had intended for us or our family, and we need to go reclaim them right now. This is a season to recover it all, and I just keep getting the same theme over and over. And if you go back a few months ago, I saw this time where it was like Indiana Jones movie, where he was, he was stepping into the temple to, or one of those places where he was going to go recover something that was very valuable from the past. And there was some, definitely some things that kind of hindered him from getting in there. But I just want to say this, is that move forward, because God is doing something new right now. I just heard the Lord. I've been having these really intimate, personal times of counsel. That's the only thing I can call them, with the Lord. He's like a father. Sits with a son or a daughter and can talk, and I can ask questions. He shares a lot of things, not all that I can tell people. But I have these moments, and they just comes on me. It's almost like it's a heavenly encounter within 2-3 moments. It doesn't matter where I am. I can be on an airplane. I can be sitting at home. I want to encourage you right now to try this because this is new. I used to have to kind of go into a spiritual, a place after worship and things like that. Or I used to have to do a certain thing to hear the Lord and step into this level. But it's happening fast right now, just like that. So just recently, he surprised me and told me that he had decreed an extension of time of rebuilding and restoration for the next 7 years. And this is for the purpose of the next global move that's happening, something that he is, that basically something big's coming and we have to be ready for it. And it will look kind of strange, but he's declaring that there's next 7 years is going to be a time of restoration and really peace around you. We can step into that in the middle of all the turmoil, in the middle of all the things happening. And so we've been hearing a lot of negative words on destruction, conflicting messages going out, about negative things coming. But God spoke to me that he's protecting us in a special way over the next 7 years, all the way through 2022, I believe it is. And things that have been, basically you don't believe what's going to happen. Now, there's going to be some people jump on the bandwagon and say, the destruction of the world's coming at, 2022, something like that. I'm not saying that at all. And in fact, you'd be surprised at what God's doing right now. He can indeed change his mind. And he hears the prayers of people. And he doesn't, think about it. If he's going to wipe out, the east or the west coast of the U.S., did you know that some of the largest Jewish populations are in these areas? Do you think he's just going to do this? Honestly, we have to really just press in right now. And don't listen to that negative stuff that's going on out there. We're having a challenge right now, and yes, we will see some tragic and things like we are with the weather and things like that, but press in. You can step into this time of repayment. So I asked for a confirmation. I'm sitting there, and the Lord is speaking to my spirit. The Holy Spirit is there, and so I asked for a confirmation. Literally, my Bible fell open to Isaiah 7:7. I didn't even know what it was, and yet, this is what it says. Yet this is what the sovereign Lord says. It will not take place. It will not happen. In other words, the negative stuff is not going to happen. Here's the deal. People see things, but they don't understand the depth perception of it. They don't understand that you can cry out, on the prophetic side. We can be prophetic intercessors, and we can cry out and change the heart of the Lord and get more time, and we can ask for more, for things to happen. And so we're in a time of radical changes, and it's a time to pray and press in to God for all that you need. And so I want to give you some insight in how to get a healing and or a financial breakthrough, because I've been talking about a lot of this as well. During one of my personal counsel moments with the Lord last month, he gave me some insight into what's holding people back. In fact, God is releasing financial blessing right now. We're in a time that this really is. If you know anything about the Joseph anointing, it's not on just men, it's on women too. But the Joseph anointing that God's going to give financial strategies from heaven for the purposes of the kingdom, not the purpose to grow your ministry, but for the kingdom. And once he gets that right in your heart, he can do these things. So, but I just kept asking, why is there a lot of, not everyone's receiving this. There's a lot of debt. There's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of sickness, but people not being healed. But at the same time, there's a lot of giving. There's a lot of giving without reaping, and there's a lot of prayers without, in the name of Jesus, without seeing healing at the level that we should be. And it's not the lack of faith. It is not the lack of understanding the word. It's not the lack of understanding a formula or anything like that. And the Lord spoke to me that this is what he revealed. He told me that there's a spirit of accusation that is ruling. It's dominating the church right now. It's dominating the media. It's dominating the world right now. Have you noticed that over the last few years? It's gotten increasingly amount of fear and anger going on. Two spirits agree together, and boy, two agree together, it will be done. Fear and anger. And overall, many Christians have fallen into judging people to the point they've lost their effectiveness in two things. One, in sharing God's love with the world. And number two, is their authority in prayer. This is what the Lord showed me. Luke 6, 37 through 38. Now listen to me. I've even stood up in front of people and said this verse when it comes to, you know, an offering or something like that, and it's true. But look at the, I mean, the Lord showed me, he says, look at the context of this verse. This is the verse that says, give and it will be given to you. You know, pressed down, shaken together, running over into your lap and poured into your lap. For a measure you use, it will be measured to you. But look at the context. The verse is just before, do not judge. Or you will be judged. Do not condemn, so that you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and it will be poured out into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you. The entire context of that verse is love and forgiveness. And most people associate this with money, and yes, it works that way with money. It really does, because these are spiritual principles. We know that. If you give, you receive. But the context is extending grace and forgiveness. And this is what the Lord showed me. This is one of the very reasons why people are not getting a financial breakthrough. Yes, they do give. And they give money, but there's still things, there's judgments that they have against people and against people groups and against political parties and against, different various people for whatever reason. And they're justifying it as righteous anger. They're justifying it. It's not righteous anger at all. They're justifying these things, these judgments. But the judgments, I want to help you if you're suffering from this, if you're not getting healed, if you're not getting the financial breakthrough. In my meetings, we're having a love explosion in my meetings, my live meetings. I take people into what I call the courtroom of heaven, and we clear the air. I try to do it right away, clear the air of forgiveness against anyone that we have held back or we've spoken against. Or even a people group, if you don't like, you know, some people tell me they hate the president. They think that homosexuals are an abomination, which, you know, hey, hold on a minute. God's calling us to love. You don't have to agree with someone to love them. You don't have to, but see, I want to help you. I want to help you get this thing freed up. It's helped me. I walk in an open heaven and pretty much as a place, where I get a full measure of revelation. So to move in that place of revelation and blessing, you have to take care of the judgments. And so I'll be talking more and more about it. But this is a lifestyle that will open up the heavens over you. You'll get greater accuracy and consistency. You'll begin to see finances flow into your life. You don't have to agree with someone to love or forgive them. By the way, you don't have to agree. But when you stand up and say, I won't go where they are because I don't want them to think that I agree with what they do. You know, that's a judgment. My goodness. If you would go there and say, instead go there and say, greater is the one that's within me than the one in the world. And I will go there and reveal or release that love that will overcome anything and allow that process to happen is what God wants. The other is like a spiritual pride that is set into people. So God is releasing a spirit of revelation right now, of reconciliation. He's releasing a spirit of revelation for reconciliation to offset this strong spirit of accusation. And you'll hear it on the Negative Talk Radio. You'll hear it everywhere. And remember, I keep saying this over and over. To tell you what's going on right now, Satan wants you get you into agreement with one of his names, Accuser of the Brethren, Accusers of the Brothers and Sisters. Romans 12:14, the Apostle Paul says, bless and do not curse. If you are not blessing, you may be cursing. So we must break the negative spirit of accusation to open up things over us. Let me just reveal some of the attacks of the enemy right now, since we're talking about it. Because one of the big ones is to get you into agreement with darkness over people as opposed to what God has for them. Here's a few others. Ebola. See, people have been asking me, do I get anything on the Ebola? Yes, I have. It's a terrorist attack. That's what it is. It's just an enemy trying to get you off balance with fear. The demonic realm wants to remove your peace. But it's time for you to fly and rise above it. It's time for you to soar on wings like eagles above fear. I want to let you know that if you start walking in fear, we start getting all this wacko crazy stuff going on there, you know, out there. I was at the Cleveland airport on October 13th, the exact same time I arrived at the airport. I know I had research done on it, and I arrived at the airport at the same time as Amber Vinson, the nurse who from Dallas, who was affected with Ebola, who flew from Cleveland to DFW. My flight was from Cleveland to Dallas as well, exact same time, except a different airline. Now, I had a dream back in August 26th of Texas and Ohio and something lining up. I don't know if you remember, go back on my blog, but God revealed that something was going to happen, and it was DFW Airport. Ohio came over DFW Airport. And I know that God gave that to me in a dream just to show you, just to say that things are going to be fine. He has people there praying, not just me, others. And he wants you there to be praying. In other words, to not move in fear. I had no fear of that time, anything like that. In fact, I just want to say that God wants to use you, but we need to be able to step out in listen to me. We need to be able to step out with love. And that's the big boldness right now. So I had dreams. The dream I had about the airport was that I was the flights was delayed, but everything would be okay. In fact, in the dream, Stacy Campbell, who's a friend of mine and prophet, she came up to me and said, everything's going to be fine. And sure enough, it was. Now, my flight was a rough one on that day, but God's saying that right now, this might be a little bumpy season, but press in to him and don't listen. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to the negative attacks and release that positive love. I had a dream in October. This is a powerful one. I really want you to take this to heart and agree with me in prayer on this, because this was major. But I had a dream in October that God, he's revealing major plans of the enemy against leaders right now. And I was watching this boxing match. In the ring were two very large men. One was a leader that I recognized, but I didn't know his name. And though he was big and he was very big, and you could tell that at one time, I could tell he was a great fighter, but he was out of shape, and he hadn't been in the ring for years. And his opponent was a very large, in-shape, dark-figured, strong man, and that he was evil. And while the leader was not paying attention, the strong man opened a case right up there in the ring and pulled out the boxing glove of death, just one, and he puts it on his right hand. And I knew that one blow of this death glove, the other guy, the leader, would be taken out. And I began to scream out to the leader to watch out, watch out. But the leader was a bit arrogant. He looked at me like, what, you know, because I'm not exactly looking like I'm, a boxer, if you've ever seen me. Spiritually, I'm buff, but, he's looking at me like, you know, what in the world are you telling me this for? He was a bit arrogant, he was overconfident, and he was very out of shape. Then the evil man took one swing at him, missed the leader by just a fraction of an inch, like a feather. And the leader missed the second punch too, and then I knew that he was going to die, and I began to scream out, sound the alarm, and that's what I'm doing right now. This is an attack of the enemy right now to take out people that aren't expected, and I mean leaders from every level. I don't care what type of leader, but the enemy's coming into those who are not aware, those who have been resting on their laurels, those who that God wants to do something. Sound the alarm right now and pray for these leaders. Father, we do that right. We just ask God, you would reveal these attacks of the enemy and get these people out of the ring. Get them out of the way, out of harm's way. And Father, we pray for the opening of the eyes and the taking away of any pride that would try to come against these wonderful people and servants that you have, in Jesus' name. Hey, another one. This is kind of similar. Is promotions and major shiftings right now. You know, this time of year, God brings a large number of promotions in the spiritual realm. And last year at Yom Kippur, God spoke to me that last year was one of the times of the most promotions ever in history, ever in history. So we were actually during this first year of a total new season. And this year at Yom Kippur, which was in October, there are a lot of promotions as well. But also this year, some people lost their positions for not using their gifts, for not showing love, for really in the dream, the people who were losing their jobs were they were old school, and that was because I was in an old school that I once was in, and they were losing their jobs. There was old school teachers, old school people who were stuck in an old pattern of doing things, and it was brittle and no longer able to. You know, that's the religious spirit can come in. I want to tell you, it can come in even in the charismatic church. Whenever you get stuck in a pattern of doing things and you start judging other people, that's spiritual pride. That's what happened to the Pharisees. That's what happened, you know, over and over to early movements of God as something new comes in. There's something new coming right now, and you don't want to be like the parable of the younger and the older brother, the prodigal son. The older brother got jealous. You don't want to be like that. That's why Jesus told these parables, that we want to come into agreement with the new things. So I've had several prophetic dreams and spiritual experiences in which this time of reconciling things from heaven is happening right now. So there's many people that are not using their greater gifts and callings. And their assignments, listen to me, their assignments are being removed and giving to others. I realize that Romans 11, I think, it's 11:29 says that the gifts are irrevocable. But the anointing and the assignments can indeed be shifted to others. And this example of King Saul and King David, there's many other in the Bible, but an example that God could intend something and then it can be shifted to someone else if they're not using it or if they get in the wrong spirit. So on October 24th, I was awakened at 3:04 a.m. and I had this dream in which these things were happening. And I don't want to rejoice. In fact, I got up and I wept for several hours. I wept for at least an hour over this. We are the body of Christ. If one suffers, we all suffer. And so I asked for mercy. And as a result, this shift in heaven, there's a large number of people and leaders who are shifting positions, changing jobs. This is not just in the church. This is in business, in government. We're going to see a shifting in government now. We're going to see things that were old things had not been properly done or was blocking things from what God wants to do. We're going to see it. But like the parable is what I saw. Like the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, 1 through 13, Jesus comes and only five of them were ready. The other five were not. They just like the fighter in the ring, and this is the same theme I've heard all month, is those who had oil in their lamps and were ready for the next movement are the ones who's going to move forward right now. And so, Father, we just ask for mercy, and we pray mercy over the people who, and we just, God, bless them. Yeah, I know you will. He'll bless them for whatever. He'll bless them, the ones who have not used their gifts. Allow them to come back around in repentance and join in this new movement. Many of them have judged. And so, Father, we just come alongside of them right now. And also, Lord, we just say, raise up this new movement. Raise up this new thing that's happening in Jesus' name. So it's time to push back. In September, I release a prophetic word encouraging people to push back at the enemy at the level that he has pushed you. And so I've gotten healed of two major diseases, Huntington's disease and Lyme disease. And I had two medical procedures that I was going to have, carpal tunnel and actually three. My knee was totally blown out for years, carpal tunnel and also a hernia. And all three of them I got healed by God in a meeting instead of having to go to surgery. I've never had surgery. I just want to just say that right now, just 2 weeks ago in October, I got home from a ministry trip and I had all the symptoms of Lyme disease again. I mean, I got hit badly. I just got healed earlier this year at Bob Jones' graveside service. But my prophetic word had come out that day on my blog and on Elijah List called Changes, Changes, Changes. And you can read about it. But in there, I was talking about when the enemy has hit you, you need to hit back. And so I was laying in the chair. This is just 2 weeks ago. And I was reading my own prophetic word about pushing back to the enemy, but I had no strength. You know, when you're sick, you don't have much strength. And a lot of people send you all these verses. You can't even read them practically, you know. And when you get sick. It's really hard. I have compassion for people who are either terminally ill or they are chronically ill or things like that. So my wife told me that I needed to reach out to people and for prayer. And so to send out texts, I decided to send out text messages to people, dozens of people. It doesn't matter who's in your who's in your book, or it doesn't matter how strong of a prayer person they are. Take anything you can get. My goodness, you're sick, you're going down. A key to being healed is to raise up intercession around you. And so I had no strength, but I did it. And within a few hours, the attack, not only the attack lifted, I was totally healed. But I'm just saying this, don't back down. Now I'm having to do this again. I have another illness going on in my body that we discovered during the time of Lyme disease. We discovered that, when they didn't know what was wrong with me last year, and I almost died. And just after doing 30 blood tests and 32 tubes of blood and a CAT scan, they discovered some other things in my body. So I want you to be praying with me because one of the things is lead toxicity. And I have a high amount of lead that I know where it came from. My first church plant was an old Harley-Davidson motorcycle shop. And I dug up in the basement, I dug up the old drains and it was an ancient, it was a 100-year-old building, and there was a lot of gunk in there. I was just moving it out with my hands. I wasn't educated on this fact, and so I know I got sick, but I just want to push in right now. It's really affected me, affected my energy and things like that, and heavy metals are hard to get out of the body, but myself, the body's sick. You know, I'm a prophetic word for the body of Christ. The body is sick right now, and we need to get the lead out. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that we're going to break through for people who haven't had, who have had diseases and sicknesses, and they need healing strategies. Release it, God, for myself. And we just raise up a level of prayer. Feel the presence and the anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me give you some prophetic tidbits. I love to do these at the end, but they're not for everyone. And if it's you, take hold of it. If it's not, pray through it. But if you're holding on or battling over a building, property, or a business, and especially not just this, but if it's family oriented, that's for sure to listen to this. You need to make a decision. This is what the Lord told me, to step up or step out. The battle over the property, the house, is weighing you down, or the business. If you know it is God, you need to know. Don't think logically. Do not think logically. Because when I've been praying for people over this, they're thinking logically. They're thinking, this is my only inheritance. This is my, I have to battle for this. No, no, no. Listen to me. You need to hear the Lord if He's in it for you, not your own thinking. Because this is where the enemy's taking people out right now. He's weighing them down so hard. They're holding on all the way to the end. And many, if you consider this, step out. If you consider stepping out of it, there will be a new breath of fresh air. And I tell you, I've told this to several people who stepped out of those situations. And my goodness, God's now bringing healing. He's now bringing new levels of finances, and He will repay the losses. So you need to decide. You want to stay in there and battle and know it's the Lord, or step out. Because I got this word now, fire sale, fire sale, fire sale. In some cases, listen to me, you need to get out of the connections of the past. And I saw the word reconfigure, because God's calling you to reconfigure things and do restructuring. But the reconfigure, when I wrote it on the board, the words actually turned into I configure this out. God has given you everything that you need to get through this time of your life. This is a major transition we're in right now. But be confident that you'll not only make it through, but also you'll come out of the other side in way better shape. So this season has shifted over all of us. Don't expect things to be the same as they always were. Don't expect to see the opposite and expect that things are getting better. So, Father, we thank you for this word and these words. I pray you'll go out to the right people. I feel just a power and authority right now in the spiritual realm. And in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, go to my website, DougAddison.com. And please, you can see the donate button on there. Or if you're watching right now, we have a donate button at the bottom that will not take you away from this web. You can still hear me. But we do this for free, do a lot of things for free. The daily prophetic words are free if you haven't been getting those. The donations help us not just with the expenses, but to go, you know, to take this message around the world about understanding God, understanding dreams, hearing His voice, and applying it to destiny in your life. Really encourage you. Even become a partner with us. The partners support us on a monthly basis, and I send an insider prophetic update every week. I tell you, every week, and with our partners, and we get on phone calls occasionally. We try to once a quarter and get on a phone call to do some breakthrough. And I just want to release over our partners and thank you everybody who partnered with us over the years. My online training, Dream Crash Course, and the prophetic tattoo and piercing interpretation. And for those who went through the sale just recently where we sold all that, sorry, we can't offer it. There's just no way. We use an outside company to help us with it. And it's over. When it's over, it is over. But if you signed up for that, you paid the $48.50, and you have not gotten your login information, listen to me. Email us at webmaster@dougaddison.com because we want to get that to you. And I'll be sending you out a special, everyone who signed up, a special email this week to welcome you and show you how, you know, to use things. And we just want to be there to answer any questions for you. Also, Activate Your Life Calling is coming. That's my... one of my life-changing 3-month courses where you go through and a mentoring lesson goes out every week, once a week for 12 weeks. We have a live coach, one of my my personally trained life purpose coaches, and an interactive website where only you and the group go through and you help each other and walk through the things that have changed my life. You know, the three principles, I call them the three tiers of changing your life. These are principles that will work. And then a monthly call with me, a breakthrough call. It's coming. I'm just trying to work out the schedule for the calls. That's all. Everything else is ready. I'm doing some live events. DougAddison.com. You can go to the events section. November 15th and 16th, I'll be at The Rock in Castle Rock, Colorado. I go every year. I'm real excited with Pastor JR and the others there. November 20th and the 23rd, I'm doing two back-to-backs, it's in Frederick, Maryland. It's the East Coast Elijah List Prophetic Conference with Steve Schultz, Jane Hammond, Paul Black, and myself. I'm really, really excited. God's going to release something that's going to go around the world from there. December 5th through the 7th, Valencia, California, Restoration Church with Johnny Enlow and myself. So, again, check out my website for more of that. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter as well. Doug T. Addison on Twitter and The Doug Addison on Facebook. And you can get the daily prophetic words. You can get also the daily prophetic is available on my website to be delivered to your email. That's the way I get it. I get it delivered to my email because I'm just as surprised as anybody. I get them all ahead of time and I copy them into my journal and make notes and watch how God answers the prayer. All right. Well, I want to do some Q&A here. Excuse me. I want to do some Q&A from the last few months we've been doing this. We gathered, a lot of questions, maybe even, I don't know if it was over 100 questions from you from Facebook and Twitter, another reason you might want to follow us on there. And I'm going through these and over the last few months, I try to use a few of them, and I'm just looking for where to pick up right now. And hold on, give me a second here. I had it all queued up, but I have to do a search on my document again to find it. And here we go. Let me get this rolling here because we got some great questions that came in, and I just love answering supernatural questions. Here's a bunch of them on dreams, and each month I've been doing different ones. Next month we'll be back live, and you can chat in things to us, and we'll be gathering some more Q&As as well to be able to disperse them. Here's some dream questions. How do I discern whether a dream is symbolic or literal in its meaning? This is from Kayleen on Twitter. Well, here's the deal. Usually if it's literal, there'll be something like you'll just see it. What you see is what you'll get. There'll be something there. Also note how God speaks to you. If He speaks to you literally, then that's how you'll want to, you know, you'll have to watch for that. If you journal regularly, you'll know if He speaks to you literally. Me, I'm symbolic. I tell you, everything I see is symbolic. But you can have a dream or a vision, or you can have one of these pictures in your mind. If it's symbolic and strange stuff happening, then yes, that it needs to be interpreted in that way. And it doesn't matter if you're dreaming at night or whatever. And that's why the Dream Crash Course will walk you through how to do that. And I highly encourage, as well as my book, Understand Your Dreams Now. Here's another question. What does it mean to have many consecutive nights of exciting dreams? I remember most of them when I wake up. And anything that's a reoccurring dream, reoccurring theme is, that shows that God's doing something. Like for me this month, I've had a reoccurring theme of, prophetic dreams regarding, a certain thing. And God's doing something. Maybe he's trying to point out something to you. Like right now, you're having consecutive nights of exciting dreams. Then you're moving into a season. You're moving into an accelerated time. And even if you don't remember them when you wake up, if you've read my material, you can get my ebook, Night Dreams Point Towards Your Life Dreams, and even in my Understand Your Dreams Now book as well, you'll find out that you don't have to remember your dreams to benefit from them. Job 33:14-17 is an example. God can seal them away, then you live them out later on. So that's a really good question. What does it mean when you can physically feel pain inflicted in a dream? Like hummingbirds were poking at you with sticks. Now, this is interesting because had she not told me about the hummingbirds, then I would have just answered it just generically, because if you sometimes the extra stuff is context. If you can physically feel pain, if you can interact in any way in your dream, if you can wake yourself up or know you're dreaming, this is called a lucid dream. And lucid dream is good because if you have warfare, you can change it. If you have a good dream, you can actually make it last longer or bring it back. That's a good thing. It means that you're maturing in the spirit. But this case of hummingbirds, poking you with sticks is saying that God is doing something right now that's delicate. He's doing a delicate movement in your life. And hummingbirds, they get the nectar, and it's the anointing, and they have the sticks. In other words, God's he's getting your attention in gentle, subtle ways. And this is from Jillian. And so, Jillian, I want to say that pay attention during this time, because that's definitely the Lord speaking to you. All right, here's another one. What does it mean when someone dies in your dream? And or that it was from a past relationship. And this is from Shannon on Twitter. Death in dreams is not usually what it means. Unless you have literal dreams when someone dies, like, I had, airline crashes in my dreams, but I know it's symbolic. And it's the same thing with normally. Death means moving from one season to another. They died to one thing, they're moving to another, or God's trying to get their attention. And in this case, because it's a past relationship, so someone died in a past relationship, it's showing that God is changing that person that you used to know. He's changing them right now. And it's an intercession dream and a heads up to pray for them, because he's about to do something new in this area of your life. So it's the context that really matters. By the way, if you're taking notes here, the context matters, because if someone died and it was you, or that would be a different story. So the context does change it. All right, here's another one. What does it mean when a prophet in a dream gives me a word that says brush further back on your teeth and back in the back of your mouth? Okay, so first of all, if a prophet or someone gives you a word in a dream, that's a prophetic word. That's the clue. This is a prophetic word. And this is from Ryan on Twitter. But they says to brush to the back of your teeth. That's your wisdom teeth, or your molars. That means God's saying right now, brush up on your wisdom. Use wisdom right now. It's a prophetic word over you. Use wisdom and be careful. Or not necessarily be careful, but use wisdom, that you're going to need some wisdom on making some decisions. And remember the dream when, the verse in Revelation, John was given a scroll. And the angel said, here, eat this. And, if your teeth come loose and the teeth come loose or fall out, then you're lacking wisdom. In this case, it's brush up on your wisdom. Wow, great dream. All right. I've had dreams about a house we used to live in. This is from Jamie on Facebook. Very common dream. These are all in my book, by the way. All these so far are in my book. Encourage you to get it. You know, even on if you get it on Kindle or whatever, we have it on ebook. And I just really want to just release this stuff out to you because it'll help you. All these dreams that, people are mentioning are very common, that people have them all the time. And one about the house that you used to live in means that God's doing something from that season of your life right now. In that season of, your life, he's bringing healing or changing something that's related to that season of your life. And it's very important to, like, people often go into their childhood, you know, I was my own age, but I was in my childhood house. Well, then it's family calling or family issues. They don't always have to be bad. They could be good. It could be that God's trying to bring in that generational inheritance over you. Here's another question. How do you know if a dream is about you or if it's God is giving you a dream, you know, a prophetic word about another person? Well, here's, they gave an example. Often I'm observing a dream, I'm not actually in it, or I'm in it, but I'm not the main focus of the dream. And also I have had dreams where I'm clearly the focus of the dream. This is, Christy from Facebook. Well, that's good. You know, what you just said is my basic teaching, is to understand, number one, who or what is the dream about. And this is what we go into the dream in the Dream Crash course and through all my dream training, that we want to understand who or what that dream is about. And so if you are the main character, definitely it's about you, like you said. If you're observing, it's not about you unless you're observing yourself. That's about someone else or another situation. A lot of intercessors have those observing dreams. Pay attention to those. And then if you're in it, but you're not the focus, then it's about you and another part of your life. So again, if you walk through this where you're just looking for the things, you know, that is the main thing of the dream, then it will become clear as you go. And of course, ask the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord. You know, we ask him first, but then we lay down some tracks, you know, so that you can understand dreams. Wow, great dream questions. And I want to shift gears right now. Here's one actually from Lynn on Twitter. And this is about end times. These are end time dreams. We got another section here called Strange Questions. But do you see Christians going through part or all of the tribulation or not of all? You know, the people ask me, are you a pre-trib, mid-trib, you know, whatever, or post-trib? I'm no trib, I tell you. At this point, and what I've seen, being in the heavenly realms, going into the courtroom of heaven, you know, being taken and seeing stuff, I think that God is going to surprise us all, just like he always has. And my personal opinion, I'll just give you my, I've dropped out of the theology club on it because I've watched God blow away things. And I've watched these theologies limit our, you know, the second coming of Christ, and I don't want to be judgmental here about any books, but some of that has shut us down, you know, the Get Ready books and shut us down from doing anything. It's not the books. People stop doing stuff. My goodness. And you can't stop doing things. You have to keep the work of the kingdom, and people got lazy in the midst of this. But what I believe personally is that we've always suffered. I suffer. I don't know about you. But here's what I've ran into is, as I'm out doing tattoo interpretations and dream interpretation, I had a young kid, a guy in his 20s, come up to me, and he grew up in the church, and he was disillusioned, he got wounded, doesn't go to church now, but he loves the Lord still, but, you know, God's saving him for later. And he said, I want to be left behind. And he opens his Bible and shows me in the book of Revelation where a number came before the throne that couldn't be counted. And they came out of the great tribulation. And he said, how? Because he knew the Bible from being a kid. He knew that no one would come to God unless someone preached or, you know, gave them the words. And he said, me and many of my friends in my generation are willing to be left behind. I thought, oh my goodness, God's doing something new. And he's causing a group that is willing to die for something. And so I think that God's going to surprise us all. In fact, can I just say this? Is I just had a dream, and I didn't include it in this month's. But in the dream, I was saying that actually the Lord had given me revelation about the second coming of Christ. And no one knows the day or the hour, but people are all of a sudden stepping up and trying to really pinpoint it again. And God told me really clearly, he said the reason that they're picking up the second coming of Jesus right now is because he's coming again in a new way. And he's not, I just know this is a fact. I want to live my life as if he's coming again in my lifetime. At the same time, I don't want it to shut me down. But this is what the Lord said, that the ones that are picking up on trying to pinpoint this time, like Jesus is going to come in my lifetime. Jesus is going to, and they write books and they release this out, make their whole ministries about it. Listen to me. Jesus, the Lord just showed me this, is they are picking up on something. It is a second coming of Christ, but it's a revival. He's coming again. He's going to, you know, he comes again. It's like the tide, you know, that comes in and it comes out. And it's like the planets, they get closer to the sun, sometimes further away. Everything is his ebb and flow. And he's coming again. And we need to be ready. At the same time, we need to not put all of our, you know, what happens? People do some really, can I just impart wisdom to you? You know, when people get a prophetic word for the first time about prosperity or God's bringing a blessing on them, they go run their credit cards up. That's not wisdom. They do things. So they'll think that it's a blanket over them. I just want to say this, that plan long. We're getting shut down. People aren't even investing and doing things, and they're not stepping into this season right now that we are in, that God wants to restore finances and release the Joseph and Josephine anointing over people. And he wants to bring financial kingdom blessing over people because of prophetic words that they've misunderstood. They've been misinterpreted. And so I just want to release that over people, over us now. Father, would you just do that? Would you open up our eyes to know the timing? We lack spiritual depth perception. We would know the timing of these prophetic words. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we got a couple of questions here. This is rather long. Why do the really awesome Holy Spirit filled groups seem like they're mainly into? Okay, I don't even really want to go into this. It's kind of, I didn't even read this ahead of time, but they're asking why they're actually naming. I don't even know how this got on my list here, but they're naming groups, and it's kind of a judgmental thing against them. But they're actually, here's the deal. Is they're asking why many Holy Spirit groups appear cult-like behavior. I will answer this part. The person who asked the question, I become a bit leery when phrases like end time warriors or the God is releasing secret knowledge. Here it comes. They feel put off by the secret knowledge. But you know what? That secret knowledge, Matthew 13:11, Jesus says himself, you know, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you. And God is indeed releasing stuff. Now, it might sound cultish, and I just didn't want to name these people. These are my friends, and these are ministries you'd probably know. It might seem cultish to some people who are outside of this understanding. But God is doing something new right now, and indeed he is releasing new things. Here's what I do all the time, because I'm introducing the supernatural into a natural way. So you're going to find people, as you do this, you're going to find people in your church or everywhere you go, that some of them, you got to determine this. Are they an enemy of the cross? Are they an enemy of Jesus? They're just anti-God. And if you are they an enemy or are they just a skeptic? Because if they're just a skeptic, then you can help them. But if they're an enemy, that's a different story. I don't even engage with those types of people. Then their second one is maybe they're kind of an enemy of the Holy Spirit. They don't understand the Holy Spirit. They don't let the Holy Spirit move. And people who are like that, they don't know they're an enemy to the Holy Spirit. They've limited the Holy Spirit, and they think that people like me are false prophets because they're living under a cessation theory that all the gifts stopped functioning 100 years ago or so that came up with this. But they stopped functioning when the disciples or the apostles actually went away. But that doesn't work, because Acts 2:17 and 18 says, in the last days, God says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and young men will see visions. And even on my servants, both men and women, I'm going to pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. This is happening these days, I believe. We don't know the time or the day or the hour, but yes, indeed, we know right now there's a season that God's doing something new. And I just don't, try not to engage with the strange ones. But you know what? Yeah, God's raising up warriors right now. Yes, he is releasing the mysteries of the secrets of the kingdom of God. If Jesus can say it, you know, it's something that's happening. And just try to be friends, okay? Everyone just needs to be friends. And I got these really massively long ones I'm not going to read here. Here's one. How come I can't pray in tongues? When I ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I feel like I stuck my finger in an electrical socket, and I hear the Lord speak to me in the spiritual realm, and I have dreams and visions, but I don't pray in tongues. Is that okay? Well, absolutely yes, because you know that's the old school thinking right now, that you have to pray in tongues to have evidence of the Holy Spirit. You know what evidence of the Holy Spirit really is? It's the fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Also, if you're having dreams and hearing the Lord, that's evidence of the Holy Spirit. And so there's a very limited understanding. It's an old school teaching of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, I pray in tongues. I hope you get a hold of it. But if you don't, I know a lot of people who don't, and I don't judge them, and I don't think that they're not. And so just be like they say, you know, be happy that, like Jesus said, that your name's written in the book of life. Be happy with that. Don't worry about the other part of it. And we're in such a wacko time right now where people literally judge you really harshly of the type of Bible you read, a version of the Bible, whether you do this or that. You know, it's all about love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. Love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus said. It was the highest commandment. And so this is a time where love is going to conquer all. And we're seeing some things release right now. And here's another question. Recently, I realized God was giving me the gift of a seer. I can see things pertaining to others, visions, dreams, angels. How can I grow in this gift and fully walk in it? And this is from Jody on Facebook. Well, you know, one thing is, there's a couple of books. In fact, James Gall has a book on the seer, and Jim Driscoll is a friend of mine who has a book on the seer. Barbie Breathitt has a book on the seer. I have a course coming out, and it's hopefully first of the year. I've been trying to finish it. It's a full course on hearing God, and it's hearing the voice of God 365. But see, if you've been around me, you're learning from a seer. And a lot of prophetic people are the proclaiming type of prophetic people, so they teach from that level, or they're teachers and they teach from that level. I'm a seer. I see things. I can still operate on both sides. But the best way that I say is go back and journal. Do some seeing exercises. Go back and journal each day. This is what I teach people. Journal each day what God's doing. And like today, I didn't have to write down a lot of things today. In fact, for today, I put the date. And I put down what I was doing today, and then I went back and filled in yesterday. That's what I do each day, because that's how I can see better yesterday than what I did today. And then each day in itself, if something happens, I flip open, like I have my smartphone with me, and you know, and I record things. I send text messages to myself so that I would know to get it in my journal later on, or I'd forget it. So that's how you do it, how you see. It's like Jeremiah. Read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what do you see? And so do that exercise each day and write things down. That's exactly how you grow, Jody. All right. Well, you know, I want to just mention a few other things. We are going through a massive transition right now, and God is doing things. I believe that we're going to see an amazing turnaround, especially over the next few months. We're going to see an amazing repayment. I encourage you to go back through as much as you can. This is where it's good to journal a lot. Go back through and look at what God has done over the last 7 years and what he's spoken to you that never came about, what the enemy stole from you. Make your list and see what happens. Also, go to my website, get my free ebook, night dreams, point towards your life dreams, and be praying for us. Consider being a partner, and share the love of the Daily Prophetic Words. I do the Daily Prophetic, and I do a weekly prophetic article as well. You can go to my blog and sign up to be notified of that. And then we do these monthly webcasts and prophetic words and live events too, plus coaching, which I've it's been a tough time for me to do coaching. I still do it every month. I release out a limited number of dates just based on my travel schedule. So we just say, yes, God. Father, thank you for what you're doing. I pray that you would open up the Holy Spirit on a greater way right now. Open up the airways. Open up finances. Open up healing. Open up strategies. Open up healing and release love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Release love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you guys, and we will see you next month, or I'll see you on the internet.